Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, just want a little point of clarification there if you just were listening to the last segment. This game, Unlabeled, is in the kickstart phase. I may have led you to believe that you could go and buy one. Right now, he's in the kickstart stage. As soon as he sells his minimum quantity of them, they'll be able to get shipped to you. So get on there on Kickstart. Look for Unlabeled. They're going to be $25 a pop. Get one, and then the thing will become a reality.
It's going to be the rage.
Yeah, you're going to want it.
A man's going to make some money.
Yeah, he is.
Right now on the grilling line, we have Sweet Swine of Mine, star from Memphis in May, Mark Lambert. How are you doing, buddy?
Whew, hot already. It's hot on this river, and it's humid, and the river's flooded, and so is the park.
Well, that's Memphis in May.
Right.
That's right.
So we're talking with Mark Lambert from the very famous now team called Sweet Swine of Mine and the distributing company called Sweet Swine of Mine. And this guy has won lots of competitions. You've won a few of these competitions down at Memphis in May. Tell us what you've done down there over the last 20 years.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we've been fortunate. We got on the stage a couple of times before we started making the top three. And they only, you know, the top three prizes, or I guess the top four prizes, are big trophies. Of course, top prize is big check, but we've been fortunate to win our category, which is the whole shoulder division, four times, and we've been second twice and third once.
Wow.
We won the overall honors twice.
That big check that you're talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that helps it because
yes, it does.
People have never competed before don't understand exactly how expensive it is to bring a big trailer or several trailers and a bunch of guys and all that food, and you might even drink a few beers while you're there.
Yeah, if you can, if you've never been, even if you've been to visit Memphis in May, it's hard to understand what all is involved in Memphis in May because it's more than just a barbecue contest. They start out the beginning of the month, the first weekend of the month, you start loading everything in for the Memphis in May Music Fest. That takes a full week. And there's like six stages and all kinds of infrastructure for that. Then they have a week to load all of that out and a week to bring in everything for the barbecue. And that includes, you know, tents with full three-story scaffoldings. And everyone has a tent. Everyone has a floor. Everyone has a rig. Everyone has, most everyone has a big party. So it takes a full week of load-in for, you know, upwards of 280 to 300 teams over the Tom Lee Park that runs parallel to the downtown skyline of Memphis between Mud Island and the old Rivermark Apartments and now Condoplex on the south end. So it's a huge park along the Mississippi River, and it's completely flooded with people for the barbecue. For, you know, it'll take a full 3 weeks, 1 week of load in, 1 week of contest, 1 week of load out.
Wow.
And then the last week of May, after everything's loaded out, they'll usually have a symphony, Sunset Symphony, and picnic down there to round out Memphis in May. So it's a full month.
And one more year, Jop and I have not been there. I'm so ashamed of myself.
It's one of the big ones. You got to go.
Yeah, I know we do. And we just have not made it a priority, and that's bad on our part because it sounds like we could learn a lot down there, too, because this is a creme de la creme of the barbecue teams. I mean, you don't just show up and this be your first contest. I'm sure there are some, but if you really want to get in it to win it, you better bring an A game, right?
Yeah, what does it take to even get invited?
These days, you don't have to be invited. You pay your money. Preference is given if there is an overflow abundance of applicants. Preference is given to previous winners. Top 10 in categories, previous winners, seniority, if you will, is given. But, you know, I tell anyone that wants to come cook, they always call me and ask me how to get in. I say, well, you know, as soon as the application hits the internet, pay your money and you'll get in. Bottom line. Used to you had to, when it was a sanctioned network, you had to win your way in. And it was, at the end of the, after all the spots were given out for the winning teams, then there was a lottery. So now it's pretty much a lottery except for the little seniority given.
Mark, you said your category. Explain that to me. You said whole shoulder. For our listeners that don't know what that cut is, what are you talking about?
Yep, whole shoulders, it includes four bones. And it must have four bones. And those are two bones in the bottom of the shank of the shoulder and then connected to an arm bone and then connected to a blade bone. So just like in your arm, in your lower arm, there are two bones, and your upper arm, there's one, and then it's connected to a shoulder blade. It's just like a port shoulder. So it must include all of those bones. The other categories is it's a 100% hog contest for the championship division. So you can cook whole shoulder, whole hog, or ribs. You have to choose one.
Oh, okay.
And the park is divided between the rib teams on the north, the hog teams in the middle, and the shoulder teams in the south.
That sounds pretty cool. So there's no brisket, no chicken, anything else at Memphis in May?
Yeah, they've got all of that too, but they're ancillary contests. They're not part of the championship division.
Okay. So they're an aside.
So you're taking this hog that you cook right above the hoof all the way up through the shoulder. Are we getting a whole leg bone in there?
You're getting everything except the trotter.
Okay. Yep. Yep, exactly. And you don't find that in a butcher store. You have to, I mean, you aren't just going to go into any butcher shop. You got to have that cut for you specially, right?
Here in the Memphis area, it's very common. Whole shoulder is more common than Boston butt. Boston butt's just the top of the shoulder, and Boston butt is actually where the arm bone and the blade bone connect. That's where they cut it off, and that makes the Boston butt. And the bottom part they call picnic.
Right, right. So my question is I'm sure it's all wonderful, and they judge it all, but is there a specific part of that whole shoulder that is judged over the other?
Everyone has their favorite way of cooking it and their favorite piece. Some people cook it fat cap down. Some people cook it fat cap up. I cook it fat cap up, and I pull all of the fat off and all the silver skin. I have a few favorite pieces. One is of course going to be the money muscle. It's not my top dog at Memphis in May. It is at KCBS, but at Memphis in May, it's secondary. The tubes in the Boston butt are very important. There are three very good tubes when it's cooked properly in the butt.
The money meat.
There's also on top of the butt, there's what they call a false cap, or some the butchers may call it blade meat. And it's a real thin, flat piece, sort of like a cape that goes over the top of the shoulders of the pig all the way across. And it has a really nice layer of fat under it that protects it. So it's one of the best pieces of bark that will come off the top of the shoulder for the competition. It's one of the best bites there is.
So how are you feeling about your turn-in, and how long do you have to turn in?
It looks as good as it ever has. I feel very confident about it. The turn-ins start at 11 o'clock, and 10:45 to 11 is our blind box turn-in. 11 o'clock starts our first judge. We have three judges for 15 minutes with 5 minutes in between. If we happen to make the top three, we'll get a notification, and we will actually present to four judges at one time on site. So you can imagine how much we're cooking. We have to have four whole shoulders for our blind box, and that's because we're taking just the choice pieces out of it. Then we have to have a shoulder for each judge. That makes seven. And then we have to have at least two for our finals. That makes nine. So we're cooking 12 whole shoulders for this contest.
That's awesome. Mark
They're
Lambert.
25 pounds a piece, by the way.
Mark Lambert, sweet swine of mine. You're actually from Mississippi, from Delta Country, so you're just south of Memphis where you live. And if you want to check him out, what's your website?
It's SSOMD.com. That's just an acronym for Sweet Swine of Mine Distributing.
Awesome. You got a lot of great stuff. Buddy, I wish you the best of luck.
Appreciate it. You guys have fun. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking time with us.
The guy's a pro, man. A dozen of those full shoulders, man. And you know what? He's just picking and choosing, right?
He's a really nice guy. Yeah. Just a terribly nice guy. He's got some products. He's got a little smoker and some stuff he sells on his website. But, dude, coming up next, I think we need to talk a little more smoking since we're in the smoking mood. And let's talk about how to take care of some salmon if you've been lucky lately.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.